It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we're going to get an update on what's happening with Windom Area Schools. Superintendent Jamie Frank joins us. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Steve?
Doing good. You know, good. We're moving into a new month here, and it's a big month for the school.
It is. We have a lot going on.
Yeah. Now, before we get into that, we probably should talk about the enrollment numbers. They have kind of settled in now, right?
Correct. So the school board and superintendent always have their eye on the enrollment numbers. And as of now, our student enrollment numbers in K through 12 is 1,170. Now, this is an all-time record for Windom Schools.
That's a lot of kids.
Yes, almost 1,200 students.
And that's through 5th grade through 6th grade?
No.
Or is that?
Kindergarten through 12th
through
grade.
Through 12th. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I missed you saying that.
That's
sorry.
Okay. So that would not include the preschool students.
Okay. So what does that mean as far as, first of all, what's that mean for the building? For the, are we full? I mean, that did we expect with the new elementary school? It was built. I know we talked about this. It was built to hold growth. But are we growing faster than expected?
It is. So a few years back, the district hired a census study to be done. And at that time, we didn't have high life in town. And so we definitely have outgrown what the census has predicted. So when we just add a few students in each grade level, we can handle the growth. So right now, we're okay. But as Windom continues to grow, we are going to have to look at some space issues.
And that, I'm sure, early discussions are already being talked about. I know you mentioned before that there actually is room to expand the new school.
Sure. So the elementary building was built within budget in regards to what the community was willing to support. And so we stayed under budget actually with that, but we were very intentional about making sure that it also was conducive for adding on. And so it's going to be very easy to add on someday if that's what we decide that needs to be done. It's set up so that we can add a classroom in each grade level and then a music room and a cafeteria if needed. So okay. It was well designed in case Windom saw growth.
And that certainly is happening.
It
now,
is.
On a totally unrelated note, do these numbers start affecting, like, the sports teams and class that they're in and that kind of stuff? Or is the break a ways away?
You know, we're watching student enrollment by grade level, and we do have some grades that are higher than other grades. So, for example, our first grade section right now has 117 students in it. And so we have five sections of first grade, whereas
wow.
The rest of the grades are all at four sections. So we seem to have this little bubble coming through with that first grade section, because then when you look back at kindergarten, we're back down to 90 students. And so we're constantly watching that and making sure that we have appropriate numbers of sections in grades. So the major enrollment was in our first grade and in our sixth grade. And so far, our system has been able to handle that and support it.
Okay. And so it really doesn't make I'm thinking
athletics, sure.
You know, that as those classes move up, mm-hmm. does it move the school into different classes then? Do you know what I mean? Instead of B, they go to A or whatever the numbers are, C to double C or?
Sure. We might see an effect as this group of students that has high enrollment numbers go through. We'll have to constantly be looking
but
at that.
But the elementary numbers
them.
Really don't affect
no.
the high school. Okay.
No.
All right. So school's growing. Students, there's more and more every year. It's a good problem to have that we're growing.
It is a great problem to have. So over the summer, we actually enrolled 53 students, or we net enrolled 53 students. So that's taking taking out the number of students that unenrolled too, because some students move, as always sure. happens. So we're up 53 students from last May. And so we're just going to keep our eye on that, because the same sort of thing happened last year. However, by May, by the end of the school year, most of those students had unenrolled. And so we're keeping, and not maybe not necessarily the same students, but the same sure. number of students. And so the question is, are families moving to Windham, and are they going to stay in Windham, or are they moving here for work or housing and then leaving? And so before we can do any long-term planning, we have to kind of watch this and figure out if...
That's just one more monkey wrench when you're trying to look ahead, isn't it?
It is. It is.
All right. So... let's see, what else do we have? Homecoming week is coming up.
Homecoming week is October 10th through the 14th. We have all kinds of great activities planned that week. So we're going to kick off the week on Sunday, actually. Sunday, October 9th is coordination at 7 p.m. In the Gold Gym. Then we have dress-up days all week long, and I
won't
run. Those
are always fun.
They're so fun, and the great thing about those is that the Student Senate plans them, and so they always, take into consideration what their fellow peers would have fun with, and so it's nice that the Student Senate takes on the homecoming yeah. week and plans it.
And they actually, when you say that, they have a lot to do with planning more than just dress-up day. It's
they
a
do.
Lot of it.
Yes, they plan the entire week. Okay. Absolutely. So then on Tuesday, cross country is away. They're in Adrian that day. On Wednesday is the bonfire event at Island Park from 7 to 10. So that will be very fun. That day, the homecoming court is going to have lunch at the elementary as well. And the elementary students just love it when the court comes
yeah.
and eats with them. And then they typically go outside and play at recess.
Oh, okay.
And so the elementary students really look forward to that. On Thursday, we have a home volleyball game versus St. James. That'll be in our blue gym here. And then Friday, of course, we have... the home football game versus Lake Crystal down at Island Park starting at 7. The homecoming dance will be after the football game from 9 to 12. And so I know our students always look forward to a great homecoming week, and it looks like this one will be wonderful as well.
It is going to be jam-packed with events, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right, and it all starts on the 9th. All right, so other projects, still working on the roof a little bit.
So the roof project, the RTU project, is getting finished up here. The punch list is scheduled to occur on October 10th. That's kind of the final okay that we can go ahead and get moving with our boilers. So depending on the weather, it does get a little cool in the middle high school right now because we're just still piping, and so we're not quite set up to to start the boilers. So we're looking forward to that being done and getting
and the timing is good. I mean, it may be a little cool now, but it's going to be in place and ready to go before it really is needed.
Yes, we're very close to the end of that project. And if you remember, that project was supposed to start in June.
Yeah.
But due to supply chain command and delays, we ended up not starting until August. And so it's just one of those things that was out of our control. And but we're going to make it.
And the crew, they did a good job. Once the pieces came in, it seemed like they got it put together pretty quick.
They did. Elite Mechanical definitely did a stellar job at going as fast as they could, and looks like we're gonna have it in before it gets too cold out.
Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, what else do we need to talk about today?
So the elementary has a walk, bike, and roll event scheduled for October 12th. And so students can ride their bike to school or walk to school, and then, of course, get a little sticker when they arrive saying that they did that. If students live in the country and it's not feasible for them to walk or ride their bike to school, they can meet at the Catholic Church. And the first group will leave at 7:30 and walk to the elementary school or ride bikes, and then another group will go at 7:40.
Oh, okay.
So the volleyball team, the cross country team are prepared to help supervise that event and be positive role models for the younger students.
Yeah, that's one thing about the school that I'm sure makes you really proud, but it seems like, yeah, just like the student senate, but the, you know, the cross country team, those athletes and the student body, they really band together for events.
They absolutely do. And it's so great to see the older students mentor the younger students and teach them, you know, the Eagle way. This is how we do things. This is how we show respect and responsibility. And it's always wonderful to have events such as these where the older students can spend time with the younger students and provide some guidance and mentoring.
Absolutely. All right. Jamie, anything else we need to mention this morning?
I think that takes care of it for today, Steve.
Yeah, a lot going on, as always, with the schools, that's for sure.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in this morning. All right, that will do it for Kaleidoscope today on KDOM.